Bedtime Bites presents Hashed the Breeze That Sang Softly. The Breeze That Sang Softly. Sophie lived in a cottage at the edge of Willowbrook Woods, where the trees swayed like dancers and flowers nodded their sleepy heads when evening came. Every night, Sophie's mama would tuck her into bed, kiss her forehead, and say, "Sweet dreams, my starshine." But some nights, Sophie found it hard to fall asleep. One particularly restless evening, as the moon hung like a silver pearl in the sky, Sophie heard something magical. Through her open window drifted the softest, sweetest sound, like a lullaby made of whispers and wishes.
"Whoosh!"
sang the breeze. Sophie sat up in bed, her curly brown hair bouncing around her shoulders. "Hello?" she called gently. "Who's singing?" The curtains danced, and there, swirling through her window, came a shimmering breeze that sparkled with tiny dots of golden light, like fireflies made of stardust. "I am the evening breeze," it sang in a voice as soft as cotton candy clouds. "I travel the world each night, singing lullabies to help children dream. Would you like to come with me, Sophie? Just for a little while?" Sophie's eyes grew wide with wonder. "Really? Can I?" "Of course," hummed the breeze. "Hold my hand, well, my wind, and we'll float through the night together." Sophie reached out, and she felt something warm and gentle wrap around her fingers. Suddenly, her feet lifted off the ground. She was as light as a feather, as floaty as a dandelion seed.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
They drifted out the window and into the velvet night. First, they floated over the garden, where the sleepy roses had closed their petals tight. The evening breeze sang, "Hush now, roses, red and bright. Dream of sunshine, warm and light. Rest your petals soft and sweet. Tomorrow's dawn will be a treat." And do you know what? The roses smiled in their sleep, and their leaves rustled peacefully. Next, they swirled over the pond where three little ducks bobbed gently on the water, their heads tucked under their wings. The evening breeze sang, "Sleep now, ducklings, one, two, three, floating safe as safe can be. Rock-a-bye on waters still, dream of swimming, splish and swill." The ducklings quacked softly in their dreams, making tiny bubbles in the water. Higher and higher, Sophie and the evening breeze floated up past the tops of the tallest trees. There, in a cozy nest, sat a family of owls. Even though owls usually stay awake at night, these baby owls were very, very young and needed their rest. The evening breeze sang especially sweetly, "Hush now, owlets, close your eyes. Even though you're meant for skies, while you're small, you need to rest, safe and warm inside your nest." The baby owls hooted the tiniest hoots and snuggled closer to their mama. "You're very good at this," Sophie whispered to the evening breeze. "Everyone falls asleep when you sing." "That's my gift," the breeze replied warmly. "Every creature needs rest, from the smallest ant to the biggest bear. Even the moon rests when morning comes. And do you know what, Sophie? You have a gift too."
"I do?"
Sophie asked, surprised.
"Oh yes," said the evening breeze.
"You have the gift of wonder. You notice the beautiful things, the way flowers smell, the way stars twinkle, the way a song can make you feel cozy inside. That's very special." Sophie felt warm and happy hearing this. They drifted down toward Willowbrook Woods, where a family of rabbits was settling into their burrow. The evening breeze sang, "Sleep now, bunnies, soft and furry. There's no need to hop or hurry. Rest your ears and rest your nose. Dream of gardens full of rose." The rabbits wiggled their noses happily and dozed off, dreaming of crunch. "Why carrots and crispy? Let